We'd like to get started. The meeting's being audio taped by the board. It's also being privately audio and videotaped by members of the public. If anyone has a cell phone on, we would appreciate it if you put it on silent. No one can be standing near or blocking the doorway. No talking out of order during hearings, please. If you're not participating in a hearing and you need to have a conversation, please take it outside and as far away from the door as possible. Any attorneys that are here, if we don't have your information, please fill out a notice of appearance. When your matter is called, please come up so that you can testify. If anyone is here for the application of 261 SRC LLC, doing business as Source, that's been continued to March 2nd. The meeting of the Board of License Commissioners, it's Wednesday, January 29th at 3:04 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before you are the Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Granville Bard. First matter, Barry Brothers Disposal, Jetaway.
That's his call. Laura Thier.
Application, Young Americans LLC, doing business as Dear Annie, 1741 Mass Ave. Application for a new common victualler wine and malt beverages license. Proposed hours of operation, 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Proposed seating for 71, occupancy of 77. Lauren Friel, proposed manager of record.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Adam Barnosky, B-A-R-N-O-S-K-Y, attorney for the applicant.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Friel, L-A-U-R-E-N-F-R-I-E-L.
Thank you.
Hi, Andrew Brady, B-R-A-D-Y.
Good afternoon, Sarah Murphy, M-A-R-K-E-Y.
Proposed manager of record.
Lauren Friel.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one, sorry. Thank you. Go ahead, Counselor.
Thank you. So we are here for a new CV malt wine beverage license at 1741 Mass Ave, relative to the development of a new kitchen and restaurant kitchen wine bar at the location. It's located south of Porter Square and Mass Ave, between Prentice Street and Exeter Park. It's on the first floor of a one-story commercial building there. It's in the Business A2 Zoning District. This was formerly the location of the Nomad retailer. The space has been vacant for about 2 years now. The immediate abutters are the East Boston Savings Bank to the right and a dental office building to the left. The location will be a wine bar called Dear Annie. It's from the restaurant teams behind Rebel Rebel and Field and Vine in Somerville. There will be a mix of bar, table, and communal seating in the restaurant. The occupancy is 77, seating is 65. This application did go before the zoning board in December for a parking waiver. We needed 13 parking spots. There was a historical credit for 6 spaces there. We needed 7. The application did get the unanimous support of the zoning board. We're awaiting their decision currently. Thank you for the accommodation and hearing this application while that decision is pending. The hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 1 a.m. As I mentioned, the manager of record is Lauren Friel. She has an extensive background in the hospitality industry and restaurant management, previously served as the executive beverage director for Oleana and Sarma restaurant groups here in Cambridge. She currently owns and operates Rebel Rebel Wine Bar in Somerville. She is 21 proof certified. We provided the certification just now. She is a United States citizen and a resident of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So this is an application for a new license, so I want to just discuss the elements of public need very briefly. The premises is located on a commercial district on Mass Ave, and Section 12 pouring licenses are relatively sparse in that section. You have a pocket of licenses to the south in Harvard Square, a pocket of licenses to the north in Porter Square. However, they're really interspersed in this area. And it's interesting because the corridor there is all zoned commercial. You have a bunch of commercial buildings, commercial businesses, and there are abutting that is a residential zoning district. And but for the dearth of available licenses, we feel as though this area in particular could support a local kitchen and wine bar. But it's also important to think that, you know, the elements of public need are not just related to licenses, but really the need for this area to have occupied storefronts. This area has been vacant. This storefront's been vacant for a number of years. There are other areas in that vicinity where you have open storefronts. And certainly with the changing face of retail, you get a lot of banks, you get a lot of alternative uses. And while, you know, banks are good tenants and they're safe operators, they don't really contribute to the vibrancy of a neighborhood. And these are independent operators. They're very well, they're experienced. They're very popular in Somerville. And they're looking to bring something new here. They're going to convert the space from a retail space into a restaurant space. They're going to contribute to the economy, probably put about $300,000 or $400,000 into the development of this space. And we're all very excited about the project. There are, as we discussed in the zoning hearing, there are a host of alternative transportation options. You have parking out front, 9 bus lines that run down Mass Ave. You have the proximity of the Red Line station up in Porter Square. So with that, we hope you support the application. Happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you. I do have a question. I did see that this one for the BZA, and it was only for the parking waiver, correct?
Yes.
And in terms of the application, it appears that the BZA allowed, were you part of that hearing?
Yes.
And they allowed it, but for only 65 seats, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, so we had amended the application. Our application was originally for 71 seats. We amended the application to 65 seats and provided an updated application, I think, on December 14th.
And the total occupancy that you'd be seeking would still be 77?
Yes.
And that was supported by the BZA? Because I know that it's still, that it, the decision was made, but the written decision hasn't issued yet.
Right. So I've yet to see the written decision. They did not discuss occupancy at that point in time.
Okay.
It was really just related to, it was really the seating component that was tied to parking.
And did you upload the bank supporting information, the financial information?
Let me take a look at that. We can get that to you.
Okay. And then in terms of the entertainment license, you applied for live music without amplification. I'm not sure if you saw the zoning comment on the application, but they said that there was no live entertainment at this location. Have you
We have not gone through
inquired?
That process yet. We haven't, no.
And to your clients, other than a wine bar, what exactly will be the concept?
So we're proposing a wine bar that has a big community element as well. We're actually designing the space to serve that purpose. And when I say that, I mean that we're building it so that we can use a front space and the back space and operate them simultaneously when we're very busy on weekends, but then during the week we plan to allow the neighborhood or the community to use the back space for, you know, book clubs or, you know, movies or kind of whatever. We have an issue with both of our restaurants where people are always wanting to do events in them, but because we just have one space, we would have to close if we were to host events, and we really want to provide for the people who want to come in every day and have a drink, as well as the folks who want to use the space for gatherings. So the menu will be pescatarian, so fish and vegetables.
Locally sourced vegetables, seasonal. So we support a lot of the local farms out in Lincoln and Concord and stuff down to Rhode Island. So we try to really like help the local economy in that way as well.
And Ms. Friel, have you been the approved manager of record? I know you have an extensive background, but have you ever been the approved manager of record on a liquor license?
I have not.
And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do.
And I do note that you gave us your TIP certification.
Yes.
Your 21 proof.
Yes.
I also do note for the record we received a number of letters in support of this application, too many to name on the record. Anything else, Councilor?
I think we do have a few more letters for you,
okay,
but
we'll
besides for
them.
That, nothing else at this time. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I don't at all.
Anyone in favor of this petition? If you could please come up and state your name and your last name, and if you can tell us what you want to say, that would be great. Thank you.
My name is Zachary Baum. I'm the owner of Bull Market and Lauren's landlord. I'm also the board director of Unions for Main Streets, so I work with Sarah and Andrew in that capacity as well. Just want to give my support for this project. Lauren is a model tenant, an incredible part of our community. As she noted, the number of people and organizations that want to engage with her business and have events there and have their sort of their communities associated with hers are too many to name. It's been a boon to our community to have so many of her people come and be a part of our wider Bow Market community. She also sort of is a model in terms of the other small business owners that we have for responsibility for the space. So as a landlord, reporting issues very promptly, responding to neighbors, responding to the shared space that we all need to manage together, things like deliveries, things like people leaving quietly. She's handled that all incredibly well, and I couldn't recommend her more for another space around this area.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, sir, your last name, how do I spell it?
Yep, Baum, B-A-U-M.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Sophie Kazarian. Kazarian is spelled K-Z-I-R-I-A-N.
Thank you.
I live across the street to where the location is. I've known Lauren Friel for probably 10 years, and I've been lucky enough to get to know Andrew and Sarah in the last year and a half upon moving back to the area. And they're, the best people that I've met who own businesses. They're responsible. The products they source are amazing. They work with the local community, which I just think is so important now more than ever. The beverages that they're going to be pouring are from local small businesses which is great because I think there's a lot of big companies that are trying to take over, but they're supporting those small people. And I just think it would be amazing for the community. They do such great work for the community and really give back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Maya Fleming. I live at 184 Sherman Street. I have known Lauren for 6 years. I used to work at Sarma Restaurant. She was the wine director there. When she opened up Rebel Rebel, I practically begged to work for her. She is an exemplary boss, and she also is socially conscious and wants to be part of the community. I'm sure she and Sarah and Andrew will definitely do the same thing at Dear Annie.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mark Dibble, M-A-R-K-D-I-B-B-L-E. I live at 12 Avon Place and have the pleasure of dining at Field and Vine for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's just a sanctuary for us. It's just a wonderful restaurant and great vibe, and always have good food. We've introduced a lot of people to the restaurant and love it. And we live at 12 Avon Place, which will hopefully be a short walk to the new establishment, so we look forward to having the fine food and wine nearer. I agree with a lot of what's already been said. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Elise. It's E-L-I-S-E. My last name is Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And I live at 12 Avon Place. That was my... Anyway, we go to Field and Vine probably once every 7 to 10 days because we just can't stay away because the food is so good and delicious, and the hospitality is so welcoming, and all of the vegetables are from fields to their table, like Field and Vine basically, and also the wine that they serve there is very different than the wines that you can get other places. And one of the things, just living
you know, a couple blocks from where they're going to be opening, because I take my daughter to the dentist right there, and I go to Julia, and I go all the places, is that we as a neighborhood are always trying to find, like, well, where are we going to gather? Where can we be? And then you walk down the street, and there are so many storefronts that are, you know, vacant. And it would be so great to be able to just walk two blocks and have my friends, you know, us all join there and have a really fun time. So I'm very much in favor and really excited for y'all and really looking forward to hopefully them getting situated and open. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Leslie Goldenberg, L-E-S-L-I-E. G-O-L-D-E-N-B-E-R-G, and I live at 10 Avon Place. And I'm a relative newcomer to Cambridge. We've lived here for probably 3 years, and we came from a smaller town outside in the suburbs. And I have to say, having learned about Field and Vine made a city feel more like a small town. They are two of the most darling, welcoming, dear people with. The bonus is that they have amazing food and amazing staff, and going to their restaurants like coming home. And they also have, I think, very high ethics and are so community and oriented about what's right socially and providing economic opportunities in the area. And the clientele that will come here are going to be people that will hopefully walk down Mass Ave and spend more money at the businesses, and I really, truly hope that you will let them perform the same magic they do in Somerville, now in Cambridge.
Thank you very much.
Forgive me because I came in late. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything. I'm a resident of Somerville.
You are.
Wonderful.
So if you can please say your name.
So my name is Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y. Last name Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R.
Thank you.
I'm at 47 Pearson Avenue. More than you. So I am a like obsessive customer of Rebel Rebel, and I've also been to Field and Vine. And I work full time as a mental health therapist, and it is hard for me to go out to a place where I can go with my partner and like have a nice glass of wine or have a nice meal and not feel like I'm going to run into like rowdy college students or something, and so it's really nice to have this sanctuary in both places. And to echo what everyone else said, I think it's also really lovely to be able to go to two really incredible spots that are so in alignment with my values and my ethics. You know, I know that Lauren is incredibly invaluable in the social justice field and does so much to advocate for all things that I also believe in. I apologize, I'm nervous.
No need to be.
And I think that it's really rare. I don't really, I think that it's hard to find places that aren't, like, I can go to Rebel Rebel and I can feel safe and I can feel supported and I can connect with like-minded people who are really caring and genuine and passionate and mature. I think that's one of the big things. And it's just nice to have that. And I walk 30 minutes, and that's like the only place that I go out to. I'm not even kidding. So it would be really nice to have them a little bit closer and also be able to like eat the most incredible, delicious, magical food from Field and Vine as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yep.
Hi, my name is Kim Courtney. I'm one of the owners of Upper West, and my partner and I live in walking distance, and we think that this is a very exciting project, and it will be a great fill a great need for the neighborhood.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I did have one more question. Where does Dear Annie come from, the name? I'm just curious.
It kind of started, it had like a, okay, well, we were texting back and forth names, and we had a like a little short list, and then I was listening to an album that's called Dear Annie, and I kind of floated that, and we're all music lovers, but I liked the kind of intimate feeling that it has. It has this, it's like, it feels neighborhoody, it feels like an intimate space.
It feels familiar,
and it also is a little less defined. It's not like the something cafe or like something bar.
The wine pub.
The wine pub, yeah. we wanted it to feel like reflect the flexibility of the space. We want people to think of the space in flexible terms, not like, oh, you have to go there and have dinner. Like, you can come and hang out and have a glass of wine or go to an event or, you know. And we wanted to reflect that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Okay. With that said, and honestly, with everything we've heard, in particular from the people that were here today and the letters that we received, I would vote to grant this application. I would hold off on setting capacity at this point, waiting for the BZA decision on that issue. And also, you're still constructing it, so obviously we would set capacity once the final floor plan would be submitted. Counselor, based on what your clients have expressed, I would take no action on the entertainment portion of this application, so you can figure out exactly what you're applying for. It sounds like they will need some type of variance for what they want to do. So, you know, background music, we can grant with the application as we generally grant with a CV license, but everything else that they applied for in terms of the entertainment, I would defer taking a vote on it to provide you an opportunity to get further clarification from zoning on that issue.
So that would be the live component of the entertainment license?
Yes. Let me see what else you applied for, I think. Yep, that was the only other thing that was applied for other than background music was the live entertainment without amplification. So I would hold off, I would suggest to my fellow commissioners holding off on voting on that portion of the application until you get further clarification from zoning on that issue.
Okay.
But with that said, and with those caveats, I would vote to grant.
I'll take her.
Granted.
Thank you.
And welcome.
Application, Dig In MIT 1 Broadway Boston LLC, doing business as Dig In 1 Broadway, new common victualler, all alcohol license, hours of operation 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. all days, proposed seating for 40 and 14 on a seasonal patio on private property, occupancy of 58 plus the 14 on the patio. Rajesh Pancholi is proposed manager of record.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. My name is Patrick Conte, C-O-N-T-E. And with me are Sammy Gruber and Rajesh Pancholi.
Thank you. You may take a seat.
So, as Ms. Lint explained, this is an application by Dig In MIT 1 Broadway BOS LLC, doing business as Dig In, for an application for a Section 12 all-alcohol license and common victualler's license at 2 Broad Canal. It's new construction under a planning board special permit for an expansion of 1 Broadway. This stretch on Broad Canal leading to the kayaking docks where Commonwealth and a number of other restaurants was designated for active ground floor uses, specifically restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
This seeks to fulfill that need by providing something of a different pace than what's already provided in that stretch, something quicker while still being a full restaurant, something healthier with a focus on locally sourced vegetables. They are seeking an entertainment license for background music below conversation level, and the patio is on private property.
So the address will be 2 Broad Canal?
2 Broad Canal, yes. Hours of operation are from 11 a.m. to midnight, with a focus on lunch and dinner.
Thank you. Now, we had a couple of things with regard to this application.
There was an issue with the quarry forms.
Yep.
The notary, unfortunately, had an expired stamp and
yep.
had not alerted us to that, which I'm very sorry about. We've reached out to the parties with expired quarry forms
okay.
and should have updated forms by this Friday. Sorry we haven't been able to provide them by now.
Okay. And then we had some questions in terms of the so if you have a copy of the application in front of you, the ABCC application,
I do, yes.
it'll just be easier for me that way. On page 2, no, you can stay there, I'm just going to direct you to where they are. With regard to Charles Davidson,
okay.
on 6,
yes.
You did not answer whether he's a director or LLC manager?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is no.
Okay. So, and then
Same
Joseph Jacobs?
The answer is no for each, aside from Richard
and Mark
Adam
Birdie as well.
All no.
Okay. And then same for Ian Reynolds. And then in terms of the lease, if the landlord's going to receive a percentage of alcohol sales?
I did.
Both yes and no are blocked.
Unfortunately, you can't deselect an option on the ABCC forums.
Yeah.
I did upload a whited out copy. The answer is yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. Anyways, I need the markings on those in terms of you can either mark them and do your initials there and then.
Okay. Don't have a pen with me. Elizabeth, can I borrow yours?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
In terms of the manager application, for prior disciplinary action, there's yes. Do you know when the date of the action was?
It was the spring of 2009.
Thank you.
Very sorry.
And then I do note that you did upload the financial information.
We are a from-scratch, fast-casual restaurant. We source our product from local vendors and farmers. We try to do business with small to medium-sized vendors so they can grow with us as we grow along. We are really, you know, a majority of our menu is 80% vegetables. We source responsibly. We try to match our values with the vendors that we have to really provide a great product for our customers and guests.
So a sample of the menu would be like what?
So it changes seasonally, but we do a lot of roasted vegetables, fresh salads. The guest gets to go through the line and make their own bowl as they go through, so they can select a base from rice and farro and select some different side vegetables, and if they want to add a a meat protein they can do, or a third vegetable, or a tofu as an option.
And Councillor, I do know that this was part of the planning board in terms of in line of what they wanted, but can you tell us a little bit about the public need for this all-alcohol license at this location?
The establishment has a different pace than the surrounding uses. It isn't quite fast food, it isn't quite a bar, it isn't quite a restaurant. It has a bit of a flavor of each. It provides something that is less of a full dining experience and more of a casual, quick experience.
And then in terms of, so if this is a sort of a line go through, is the alcohol also going to be served at the counter, or is it anticipated that you're going to have servers going to the table?
No, they'll order from the counter only.
So you're going to have your counter people making bowls and also like mixed drinks?
No, I think the plan is to have someone specifically on the cashier and then someone specifically for making the drinks and someone separate for the food service. So it wouldn't be a mix.
So you're not fast enough. I mean, not like a fast food, like not like, I'm envisioning like the Chipotle line. You're not like that in the sense that, you know, you'll have basically like a bartender mixing drinks rather than just serving beer and wine. Because you did apply for an all alcohol.
Yeah, I think the concept behind the full liquor license is to pair certain bowls with like certain specialty cocktails.
Okay.
Versus like just pouring.
Got it.
More to enhance the meal versus that's the main.
Got it. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition?
Yeah, I'd like to.
If you could please stand up and say your name, please.
Yeah, Xavier Dietrich. I would support this application conditionally if the board can explain to me what the public need is for this, because I haven't heard any.
Okay. Anyone else?
Are you going to explain?
I do not answer your questions, no. Thank you.
That was my question.
Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. Councillor, anything else?
No, thank you.
To make sure the corporate vote, I had a note that it wasn't signed, but I see that you gave us an approved one. And I do note for the record that you did file for a beneficial interest disclosure exemption.
Correct. Okay. There are an extensive number of investors who have bought into the mission of this company, exceeding 100. For parties who have less than a 0.2% interest in the company, it felt inappropriate.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that said, I would vote to grant this application.
Mm.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Thank you. Please sit down. Approved manager of record. Thank you. Mr. Pancholi?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do.
And do you currently have any training for the safe service of alcohol?
Yes.
Which is?
With ServSafe.
ServSafe. And can you please upload that to the record?
It was this morning.
It was this morning? Awesome. Thank you. All right. Other than that, any other questions? Okay. With that included into the record, I would vote to grant this application.
Sure.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
application, Dimmy's Place Incorporated, doing business as Dimmy's Place, 272 Brookline Street, for a new common victualer license. Proposed hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Seating to 36, total occupancy of 39. Gabby Esper is the postmaster of record.
Gabby Esper. Hello.
Hi, could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record? You can sit down.
G-A-B-I. E-S-S-B-E-R.
E-S-B-B-I?
E-S-S-B-E-R.
Thank you.
Robert Miller.
Thank you very much. M-I-L-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Dimmy's Place?
We occupied the property which was formerly Demetrios. We started off with the same menu as them. We're slowly incorporating our own ideas into the restaurant, bringing in more healthier options and more fresh ingredients, and changing, adding some of the different menu items like some hummus, homemade hummus, falafel, kofta, healthier wraps, and bowls and small salads like tabbouleh and things like that. We want to start serving espresso and cappuccino and coffee there, cafe meets pizza sandwich shop. That's the idea behind the concept.
Fried falafel or baked falafel?
Fried.
And both will have it. Well, baked falafel is very hard to eat.
Yes.
So, but if the community expect that, we'll be very happy to do it. I mean, I am more in favor to baked falafel than fried. Honestly,
but it is harder.
It's a lot harder, so we have to. It has to be really juicy with the tahini in case people accept. But yeah, we'll have that option too.
So, are you replacing the pizza and sub place that was on the corner?
No, we're keeping.
Okay.
And then the floor plan. So the applicant, or at least. Here it says 36. The floor plan that was uploaded, I saw that it has, I can see 34 seats. I can't see 36. Do you have 34 or 36 seats?
We have 36.
Okay. I think we'll need some clarification on the floor plan that was submitted.
Okay.
Just a little, because I know it. Is it at the booth center? Is that where you have the extra two? Here.
Yeah. So that would be on the considered on the booth.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. We did get an email from an abutter complaining, not about you two or this operation, but basically they expressed that with the previous operation, a lot of rats were coming to the dumpster because the dumpster was not being closed.
Yeah, I think I spoke with her yesterday.
Okay.
If it's the same person, we had a conversation at the restaurant, and she was a neighbor right behind us, mm-hmm. and I did explain to her that we'll be sure and, to make sure that the dumpster's closed at all times. We haven't had any issues with rats, according to our pest control company,
okay.
And from what we can see also. So I know that was speaking with the Board of Health before, and Ecolab also. There was a serious problem back, I don't know how long back, but right now it's definitely, we're not having any issues, but we did kind of have a really friendly conversation the other day, and I assured her that we're going to do everything possible to make sure they were cleaning around the dumpster and it's a nice and clean area, so we're not attracting any rats.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good day.
Thank you as well.
Application, Sangrila Incorporated, doing business as Melting Pot, 344 Huron Ave. for a change of DBA to Face Crave.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the
record? Vhola, last name Pandey, Pandey.
Thank you. You may take a seat. So why are you changing the DBA from Melting Pot to Face Crave?
We got this letter from this Melting Pot Corporations. Asking us to change the name immediately, otherwise we're going to sue you, so we don't want to be sued.
No, you don't. But you're not changing anything in terms of the operation or the business or
nothing,
anything?
No, nothing, only this DBA.
Okay. With that said, do you guys have any questions?
No.
Okay, I will vote to grant.
Mm-hmm.
Granted.
Thank you so much.
Administrative matters, Kristen Rummel on behalf of Honeycomb Creamery, holder of common victualer license, is applying to increase the number of seats from 8 to 15.
I say we defer on this. We're still zoning, and I don't have a floor plan yet, even though she said I didn't see it uploaded.
It came in yesterday when I was out,
okay.
So when I saw that email, I found it and uploaded it.
Okay, well, it's still zoning, so defer.
Becky Marcinkovic, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, to change their hours of operation Saturday and Sunday to open at 8 a.m. Current opening hour is 9 a.m.
Granted.
H.H. Trin Corp, doing business as All Star Pizza Bar, applying for a new common victualer license at 1238 Cambridge Street.
So they're taking over All Star Pizza Bar, which currently has a liquor license, so we would have to cancel liquor license 11453, which is to be done. But other than that, I would vote to grant this as a CV only.
They sold the business, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they own the sandwich bar too?
They did, and I believe the same corporation's applying,
yeah,
as well. I think they just haven't finished the application on the other one, so we'll probably see it at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Bond, on behalf of Turner Construction, special noise variance, January 31st through February 10th.
So DPW has recommended this for safety reasons, the earlier, less pedestrians, and once the work starts and needs to be completed, so I would vote to grant with the condition that a Sunday work permit is required.
Matt Burnham on behalf of McCourt Construction, special noise variance on 5 Saturdays only between February 1st and February 29th.
This is also a recommendation from DPW and also a city project, so there's no license fee. This is to allow the work to be done when there's less traffic.
Frederick York, on behalf of Phoenix Communications, special noise variance, weekdays only, January 30th through February 27th.
Granted, and just for the record, where it says and blower, they're not talking about a leaf blower, they're talking about an air blower for the manhole.
Travis Crowley on behalf of Phoenix Communications, special noise variance, January 31st to February 1st.
Granted, again, this is for safety reasons, that intersection during the day is very perilous, so it'll be better to do the work at a later time.
Susan Kim on behalf of Paris Baguette America, applying to change their manager.
Granted.
Starbucks at 468 Broadway has applied to open at 5 a.m., currently opening at 6 a.m.
Granted. This is the one at 468.
Yeah, and the Starbucks at 1662 Broadway is applying to open at 5:30, current opening hours.
That's going
to
be the wrong address.
1662 Broadway? There is no 1661.
Oh, it's number 491.
Yeah.
It's probably 1662 Mass Ave. They're owned by the same, I think it's the same franchise.
It is the same franchise.
Mass and Shepherd.
Did they put it here where you located it?
Yeah,
1662. It's wrong on the 1662 Massachusetts Avenue, granted.
Statement of reasons for matters heard on December 18th, Brightview Landscape.
Approved, just change it to the new letterhead.
Fresh Pond Auto Sales.
Approved.
Landscape Collaborative.
This was for the violation for using leaf blowers within 10,000 square feet and the $300 fine. Approved.
BBC of Boston, doing business as Boston Burger.
This is for the approval of the renewal and the possible cancellation further down. Approved.
Statement of reasons for matters matter heard on January 13th. Yemizrach Behiru, doing business as Dudley Street Market.
Approved, just change it to the letterhead and put that it was a 3-0 vote.
Notice of ABCC decisions. Coffee Shop LLC doing business is Upper West. ABCC approved the board's denial of the application.
Acknowledged.
Board of License Commissioner's motion for summary judgment relating to numbers applications 43910 and 43911. ABCC granted the motion and dismissed the appeal.
Acknowledged.
Implementation of New Hackney rules.
So these are, this is what we did in terms of the e-hail applications where we had voted that these would be made administratively. I just wanted to put on the record that we made the changes and that also there were a couple of rules that changed to include soft meters and e-hailing, as well as changing in terms of the numbers. We didn't realize we had the numbering wrong in the current rules that we had been distributing, and also minor changes to clarify current practice. So I would just adopt and acknowledge.
Okay, acknowledge.
And I'm going to change the amended date to today, which is, what day? Today's the 29th.
29.
With that said, I just want to let you know I'm going to distribute those to the Hackney drivers and owners today via email. They will also get the notification that WAVE has been approved as the has finally gotten its license because it's received all the approvals.
Minutes for December 18th and January 13th.
Approved. Last page.
One day, Elizabeth Mann entertainment license for Woman of the Year parade.
Granted as applied with the condition that the entertainment can only take place between 2:45 and 3:15 per the registration and also police detail required. But setup and breakdown can happen within the hours they applied.
Elizabeth Mann for a malt and wine license at 12 Holyoke Street from 8 to 10 for an alumni reception at the Hasty Pudding.
Granted, police detail required and there must be a limited number of free alcoholic drinks associated with the admission price, otherwise and thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Elizabeth Mann for a malt and wine, 12 Holyoke on February 7th for Man of the Year reception.
Granted, police detail required and amended start time of 8 p.m. for registration, and there must be a limited number of three alcoholic drinks associated with the admission price, otherwise, and thereafter, the alcohol must be sold.
Bill Manley, entertainment license at the Guglielmo Plaza, February 1st.
Granted.
Mia Talley, entertainment license.
Granted with amended hours of 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for registration and police detail required.
Magdalena Siwek, malted wine with entertainment.
Elizabeth, I'm not sure what that application was. Maybe that's for the other one. Can I borrow the other one?
Magdalena
Seawick. Is that the one you just read, Magdalena Seawick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So we granted with an amended start time of 8 p.m.
Yeah.
for the registration, sign off, and police detail.
Right. All set.
And the one for Nia Talley was granted 10 p.m.
to
2 a.m. Oh, okay. So we were doing faster than you were reading. Sorry. Sorry, I apologize.
Look, I know I didn't read. Zhang Chan Wu.
Granted, police detail required.
Catherine Cordemanche.
Granted, with amended hours of 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for registration, police detail required, and there must be a limited number of two alcoholic drinks associated with the admission price. Otherwise, and thereafter, the alcohol must be closed.
Lauren Schexnader.
Granted.
Wits End, entertainment license.
I would defer, I would grant that the February 6th one, I would defer on the 27th, the 5th, and the 19th, only because I'm waiting for confirmation from ISD zoning that this is not creeping up into what they would consider accessory use. So granted, for now, only as to February 6th, defers to the other dates.
Shelley Neal. Russell Marshall.
Granted.
Grendel's Den.
Granted.
Global Arts Live.
Rohawker Pleasure. Granted.
Eliza Rafferty.
Granted.
Liza Shirazi.
Granted.
Dumpling Daughter.
Granted with the amendment that the maximum capacity is 71.
Gabrielle Barroso.
Granted.
Jim DeMora, Parkside Utility Special Noise Variance.
Granted. This would be pending confirmation of submission of notice to abutters. And I want to put on the record that DPW recommended that for evening work as well.
American Academy of Arts and Sciences, updating the capacity on the license to match the floor plan, premise description, and the COI.
This had all been approved, it just had never made, so I was just approve and acknowledge.
Notice was received from the ABCC that Surya Viniak, doing business at City Liquors, withdrew their appeal of their license suspension as the license was transferred.
Acknowledge.
Richard Graham, on behalf of Rich Graham. one-day entertainment license.
Granted.
And that is all I have.
Thank you. Just for the record, it is almost...
I'll check in 357.
It's 357, and Barry Brothers' disposal jetaway has not shown, so no action. I know that they had sent an inquiry as to whether they had to be here today. That inquiry was replied to in the affirmative, so let's follow up with them.
Yep. I will do that.
Thank you. And that is it.
Thank you.